The general manager of Bismarck-based Basin Electric Power Cooperative says fiscal year 2016 has been challenging. Basin is a generation and transmission cooperative, providing power to member co-ops in a multi-state region. Paul Sukut says it began with the co-op looking at the ramifications from the Clean Power Plan, which would affect Basin's coal-fired generation. Then the Great Plains Synfuels plant, which produces synthetic natural gas and other byproducts, saw prices for its products fall. And the winter was warm.
Well, we basked in this warm weather and all enjoyed the warm weather in the Upper Great Plains here, that doesn't make for selling a lot of electrons. And so we turned around and our loads were way off.
Sukut said Basin started an austerity program, trying to find any place it could save money, such as travel. But he says that wasn't enough, so Basin had to raise its wholesale rates by 12%. Sukut says the members understand.
And I think that's what's made this organization what it is the last 50-plus years. Whenever we're in trouble, our membership stands behind us, and if they need help, we try and stand behind and help them.
Sukut says Basin has now turned things around.
We're much better. The rate increases helped us. We've also seen a little bit of lift in the commodities. Natural gas is up about 75 or 80 cents a decatherm, so we can see a little bit more daylight at Great Plains. We've also been able to put in place better contracts with some of the to sell some of our tar oil with some new buyers of that tar oil. So we're going to get some benefits of that coming along. So yes, we're doing much, much, much better.
Sukut says although the low demand growth has slowed in the Bakken, there is still growth there. He says Basin will keep its austerity program in place for now, but he believes fiscal 2017 will be a better year. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.